My name is Mari Kimura. I am a violinist and composer, and I am specialized in interactive computing music or extended violin technique that are not usually explored by so-called Juilliard graduates. Until beginning of the 20th century, people composed and performed, and that meant to be a musician or artist, and violinist especially, you know, from Vivaldi to, you know, everybody composed and performed. And violinists defined themselves as a composer, showing what they can do, what their identity as a musician or violinist is by composing. So I tell everybody that I'm just continuing that tradition, which kind of got cut after maybe Kreisler. Kreisler is the last violinist from the 20th century who really composed and performed his own pieces, and that was his signature. I've always had that identity. I don't know why. Maybe because my teachers, fortunately, were from that generation, very old. My last teacher is Joseph Fuchs, who at Juilliard, who was teaching, you know, well into his 90s at Juilliard, and he understood what it meant to be a performer because he collaborated a lot with composers, and he was, you know, advocate of a new music, and he was young in 1930s, which when he was really wild. You know, I didn't really tell him everything I was doing, the computer stuff, and because I thought he wouldn't understand he did not understand computers at all, really. But he once said to me, "Mari, you're different, and that's good." So that's all I needed. I feel like I skipped a generation because the generation after that generation became rather conservative and more towards maybe performance practices, period music. They really became professional interpreter more than creative artist as a performer. So I have nothing against it. I'm just I feel like my identity belongs to the century before, except that I'm using, you know, wireless Ethernet and motion sensors and stuff like that. I used Max MSP, which is the Interactive Computer Music System. You know, when I really started, my very first piece was a tape splicing piece. I had all this, you know, reel-to-reel tape pieces hanging on. I did all that, you know. So I know, you know, before people did a sequencer or something, I actually did cut the tapes with scissors. I mean, the razor blades. So I know what it means to cut and paste, you know. So that's sort of a good thing. And I did all the voltage control in a Buchla and all that voltage thing and analogs thing. So it's nice to know. Max MSP is so versatile that depending on who you are as a, you know, musician, you can work in so many different ways, as you know. You know, you can be an installation artist, you can be a strictly electronic music person, or with involving no acoustic instrument. It just so happens that I'm a violinist and I have a tone generator made of wooden box and four strings attached. So since, you know, that is my voice and that is my tool, there is no reason why I don't use it. And it turned out to be the most expressive tool I have as a musician. So I naturally combine what I have with a Max MSP. So I tailor make my patches or try to gather functions that incorporates my violin. So I always have a microphone, and I still have electric violin and MIDI violin that tracks the intonation, the pitches and stuff like that. But since now you can do that with MSP, I don't really use electric violin unless, you know, he calls for it. I have all the backup of my patches when I travel. I'm really, you know, paranoid about backing up. So I actually put all my external, you know, objects, what they call what you need, program on the internet, on a server, on the hard drive, you know, in a different bags and all kinds of stuff. So if my computer dies on transit, I can just download it and just do it. You can always borrow a Mac, you know, but all the programs that you wrote or you have to install, you know, you have to carry it around with you. So when I first started, believe me, I had like 8 foot pedals are all around me because there was no interactive system. I had to do something to make things work. And so I know about foot pedals and I don't want them anymore. Foot pedals make people know what you're going to do because you step on it and you do something. So it's like, look what I'm going to do. Boink. There is a change. And, you know, it just gives away a lot of musical information you don't want to give up before you play it. My next big project is a collaboration with Tony Dove, the video artist, with Lima Robot, and the interactive video, interactive sound. And we're going on a tour in Europe, Germany, throughout the season. And also I'm working with the EarCam on my Boeing sensor. I'm really into cloning my movements right now. So I'm performing with a clone of myself, which is really a strange thing to do. EarCam built this system called Augmented Violin, which attaches to the bow. And, well, I made a custom sort of... I didn't make it. I actually asked a fashion designer to build it for me. But it has a glove that I can wear. And what it does is that you can record your sound and you can record your movement of the bow together. So by doing so, you can recreate your performance if you wish. And not play it. I mean, if I play like this, moving back and forth, and if I move it the same way without playing, you can still play it. You know why it's fantastic? I say fantastic because not because of novelty reason, but it evokes a different musicality in you. Just as I tell everybody, I still cannot get over delay. You know, I don't have the musical ability to process delay in my ears yet. I've been doing this for, you know, so many years, but I still am flabbergasted. But because I'm making a sound and the sound comes after I make it, and that's the strangest thing, right? So I'm still working on that. It's like a psychotherapy. I'm working on it, you know. So this cloning thing is even more weird, and you can affect it. You can play it a little differently with this cloning thing. It's not like the delay. If it's the same as delay, you do that one thing, you do it again, it comes out the same, right? But the cloning thing, if you play da 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 dum, and you can go da 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 dum, yeah? So you can subtly control your cloned system. So, you know, cloning means not a copy, it's more of a second you. I just teach one class called Interactive Computer Music Performance. So instead of teaching just at Max MSP, my focus is on performance. And these kids are really great performers already who want to do more. It's very, very fun to teach because they have ideas. They don't come and say, oh, look what a, you know, fantastic patch I made. I can make a great piece out of this. No, they don't. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to play this and this, and I want the computer to do that. How can I do it? And that's a much better approach for me, for a person like me, to go about composing, to come with the imagination first, and then create your program around it so that you're not just relying on novelty, but expression.
Mm-hmm.